This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio officially has a new governor. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what we can expect from Mike DeWine. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Mike DeWine was sworn in at midnight, Ohio's 70th governor. Will he be different from his predecessor?
Oh, yes. I think it'll be very much different. He was sworn in at midnight at his home in Cedarville. And, of course, today there are all kinds of the formal swearing in Columbus. And the theme of his inauguration is faith, family, friends. And it's almost like he's sending this message to people that this is going to be a less volatile, less, rocky road than we've had over the last 8 years. He's more, he wants to bring things back to normal. And I think he's looked at as that kind of a politician, the kind that's not going to make big waves. He's certainly not going to be running for president for most of his term, which is what happened with John Kasich in his second term. I mean, he spent an inordinate amount of time running for president outside of the state of Ohio, and he had a whole lot of fights in his first administration.
Now, do you think it'll take Ohioans time to get used to him?
I don't think it should take too much time. I mean, after all, he's been in elective office for the better part of 47 years, from Greene County prosecutor, Ohio House, U.S. House, lieutenant governor, two terms in the U.S. Senate, two terms as the Ohio Attorney General. I mean, they know who this person is. I mean, if you've been paying attention at all, over the last several decades, you know something about Mike DeWine.
What about his priorities? Has he indicated what he's going to focus on?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, the sort of things he talked about, and he signed a half a dozen executive orders at 12:01 a.m. today. And they had to do with, one of them was about recovery initiative, trying to fight the opioid crisis. He wants to open up another 60 drug courts around the state. He wants the legislature to give him, as governor, the authority to declare a public health emergency. He wants more prevention programs in K through 12. He's very much interested in early childhood education, and he's not going to do things he's a social conservative, but he is not what I would call a real ideologue. So he's a practical politician who will do, I think, what he sees as best for the state.
His public swearing-in is at noon today. We will be streaming that live at WVXU.org, so you can catch it there. Anything you expect from that?
I think you're going to hear a lot about the kind of things that he did early this morning when he was signing those executive orders, and he's going to put a little meat to the bone and talk about exactly what it is he wants to do with the next 4 years.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.